This is our urgent care suite.
That's Mandy Holstein, founder of Power of Wellness Family Health Clinic. She's giving a tour of her newest addition to the clinic, an urgent care.
This curtain is a privacy barrier so that somebody doesn't accidentally open our door and, see patients.
Past the privacy curtain are new machines and equipment, ready to be used by patients when she opens the new suite in August. Very few private clinics in Ketchikan provide urgent care services at all, and this is thought to be the first time that one will be open all 7 days a week and on holidays. Providing that care all week is something she prioritized, Holstein says.
Getting in for healthcare on after hours, it's difficult, and there's usually only one option, and that's the ER. I immediately recognized a need here in the area.
Ketchikan resident Peter Epler knows that need well. A few months ago, he says his toddler got a cold and became dehydrated, but needed to get care over a weekend.
It would have been great to be able to go to an urgent care service instead and get the care that he needed rather than end up in the ER. We don't want to be there for that, and they don't want us there for that. You know, they want the bays open for other folks, and so to be able to have another solution is great.
Like Epler says, some things can't wait, but they're also not meant for the ER. Instead, urgent care is for the medical needs that aren't life-threatening, but require same-day care, Holstein says. Think bronchitis, or a sprain, or a cut that needs stitches, she says. Ketchikan residents may be familiar with same-day appointments or even walk-ins at some clinics, Holstein says. But dedicated urgent care clinics aren't just about allowing people to walk in and get help, says Holstein. It's also about what help a clinic can provide. So she stepped up Power of Wellness's services, she says.
For example, oxygen on site, being able to tell you are you having a heart attack or not on site, specific medications that can be administered on site, having an AED on site. To me, that's accelerating it to the next level.
Holstein says her staff can determine what's life-threatening and what isn't, and refer people to the ER when necessary. Everyone, including the receptionists, are also trained in CPR, she says. Megan Beardsley, the clinic lead and lab manager, says it's been exciting to prepare for the urgent care opening.
As a person who's born and raised in Ketchikan, and also as a person who's raising two daughters in Ketchikan, to be able to serve a purpose to the community that's done something for me is, it's more than words could say.
And with 1 year of work behind them, the time has come to launch. The date she's opening, August 2nd, is significant, Holstein says. It's almost 2 years to the day she opened the practice.
In medical, you're always just go, 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 and hardly can you pee on a regular schedule, let alone come up for air, right? So sometimes, you know, when the dust kind of settles and you sit there and you think about it, I mean, I've been blown away.
As Holstein gears up, there may be more urgent care services coming to town. Ketchikan City Council will be voting on whether to approve Peace Health's lease for the city-owned hospital at its August 5th meeting. If it's approved, then the hospital will be required to open an urgent care center within the next 2 years. And that center will need to provide after-hours weekday and weekend care. Dr. Peter Rice says that's still in the early stages of planning, and that Peace Health is evaluating a number of urgent care models right now. But he says one major plus is that when patients need non-emergency services, urgent cares are cheaper.
I think that's appealing to everyone conceptually, is to have an alternative on a Sunday afternoon for a minor problem to going to the emergency room itself.
Holstein says she'd be glad to see other urgent cares opening. That's because she wants to make sure patients have the power to choose their care, she says.
There's no way in holy heck that I would want patients to come to my practice only because I'm the only option.
What it comes down to, she says, is serving the need that she recognized in the first place. And she says she'll be doing just that every day of the week, starting August 2nd. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Molly Lubers.